From WGCU, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. In the year 2020, it will be 100 years since women got the right to vote in the U.S. Now, a group called Vision 2020 has its sights set on 100% voter turnout among women during the 2020 election. We'll talk with Lynn Yackel from Vision 2020 about how this year has played a pivotal role in mobilizing women to get involved in politics and how she's mobilizing the effort in Southwest Florida. Plus, wheelchair-bound athletes have a new forum in which to train and get fit. The Naples YMCA has a new program that not only provides coaching for wheelchair tennis, pickleball, and wiffle ball, but they also encourage veterans of the armed forces to get involved. We'll talk with the athletes and the coaches about how this partnership could lead to championship gold. But first, the news. Athletes who use wheelchairs have a new program at the Naples YMCA, which is dedicated to keeping them fit. It's called the Adaptive Sports Program for Wheelchair Athletes, and it includes wiffle ball, tennis, and the new fad pickleball, which is exploding in popularity. And while the focus of the program is wheelchair people, it is also partnering with local veterans, whether they're in a chair or not, to partner with seated players. It's a unique concept that was the brainchild of Coach Mindy Rashbaum and the YMCA, with the YMCA, and veteran Chris Uzi, who both are here in the studio with us today. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Also here is Dan Solar, who is planning to take home Paralympic gold eventually. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And Dan's hitting partner, John Carter, is here, too, to chat about being an athlete in a wheelchair. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We are talking about a new program at the Naples YMCA that is pairing local vets with wheelchair athletes to master a trifecta of fun sports. Do you have a question or comment about that? Give us a call at 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. You can find us on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we are at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Mindy Rashbaum, tell me a little bit about how this program got started.
Okay, well, I've been at the YMCA for 10 years teaching tennis. And about a year ago, I was asked to develop a pickleball program.
People are going nuts for pickleball.
It's a total phenomenon.
What is pickleball?
It's a paddle sport played on a court the size of a badminton court, mm-hmm. about a third of a tennis court. And it's played with a hard paddle and a plastic wiffle ball. And it's kind of like you're playing ping pong, but you're standing on the table.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could not stand on a ping pong table. That would be bad for the table. But, I mean, people are just – I never heard about it, and then all of a sudden I'm hearing about it all the time. So you started with the tennis and then the pickleball, and now you're doing the adaptive sports.
Yes. Chris came in to try pickleball, and we hit it off from the moment we met. And we loved it so much, and we had a vision about starting a wheelchair veterans league. And – so we kind of just let that sit for a little while until we met some new people. And then Dan rolled in one day with a ball, and we met, and it was born from there.
So the idea was a little seed, and it just kind of marinated for a while. And then the right people happened to walk in the door,
mm-hmm.
roll in the door,
roll
as the case
door.
May be. Mm-hmm. So what did you think when you got involved with this there? She mentioned that you came in, John.
Yeah, actually, I was called down. I play tennis, and I'm a tennis instructor in Fridley County. So I was called down to see Dan and to work out with him with tennis. And once we got into pickleball, then it was just a whole different situation.
Now, is pickleball easier in a wheelchair?
Than tennis?
Yes. Than tennis?
Yes.
Because, I mean, there's a little bit less running.
Yes.
I would imagine. I mean, if you say it's a smaller court than a tennis court, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Pickleball's easier.
Yeah, easier for a wheelchair. It's less active compared to tennis.
Mm-hmm. And now, Dan, you're the one, you're going for Paralympics, right?
Well, yeah.
This is the dream.
That's what I want. Yeah.
The goal. I want to call it a dream because it makes it a little less realistic.
Yeah, that's what
goal.
I want.
So how often do you work out?
I work out every day. I combine my workout with my tennis instruction either in the morning or in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been using a wheelchair?
2 years.
2 years. Can I ask you what happened?
It was an autoimmune disorder. My spinal cord suffered inflammation, killing some of the neurons controlling the lower part of my body, And 2 years ago, I started using the wheelchair.
Were you athletic before?
Yes, all my life.
So what happened when you got this autoimmune disease and you realized that you were going to be in a wheelchair? How did that impact you?
It was big because at that moment I was very active and I used to work out. Before that, I used to play practice rowing. And all my life I've been involved in sport. I'm coming from a sport family. My father did sports. And little by little I had to adapt and try to find new ways to keep moving since I was really active before the injury.
Well, the temptation for a lot of people would be just to quit.
Yeah, no. In my case, it was different for me because it wasn't one thing that happened from overnight. So little by little, I knew where my future was heading. So I prepared myself little by little, adapting to do the things that I needed to do to keep moving.
Yeah, so I mean, you kind of knew sort of what was coming, and so you were able to mm-hmm. kind of adapt and move forward that way.
Yep.
So then you started going to the YMCA program?
Yeah, I was a member there. I was working out one day, and I used to work out, and 100 balls, pickleball balls, came out of the court, and I went to return the ball, and I met her, and she asked me if I wanted to try. At first, I hesitated. I didn't want to, and she insisted. I did, and she saw that I had some potential, and then I saw her card that says also tennis instructor, and I asked her if I could also try tennis as well, and that's how everything started.
So now you do pickleball and tennis?
And tennis, yeah.
And you're doing what with the YMCA?
Yes, and I work there as well.
Oh, you're right. Well, that works out nice.
Yeah, I got a job after that.
if you're going to be there all the time, you might as well
exactly.
just get a job, right?
Yeah.
That's probably what they said going on.
Yeah, I'm all day there, 8 hours.
Yeah. And so, John, you got involved with...
Yeah. How I got pulled in was Dan was looking for a tennis chair, and I facilitate with the Lee County recreational and instructional tennis. So he came up to our clinic. We introduced him to tennis. I got him a chair, and then I came down and started working out with Dan 4 or 5 days a week. Strictly playing tennis and still attending on Tuesdays and Thursdays up in Lee County. So I've been coaching him and we've been hitting together. And that's pretty much where we're at this point.
And John, because people can't see what's going on in the studio, you're in a wheelchair too.
Yes.
How long have you been in a wheelchair?
I was hurt in 1979.
1979?
Right. The key thing is when I got hurt, when I went to rehab, they didn't let me leave rehab until I told them what sport I was going to play. So not unlike Dave, they said, Dan, you're not going to go home and sit on the couch. You want to play basketball? We'll play basketball. You want to do racing? We'll do racing. So I chose basketball.
So that's how rehab worked. They wouldn't let you out of your physical therapy
right.
and rehab until...
Right. Any good therapist will make sure that you're going to get out and do some kind of physical activity.
Huh. Were you athletic before?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, do they do that to even if people that weren't athletic before?
Yeah, we have many people who come out and
they're
their eye-hand coordination
after
is
they get
terrible.
Injured?
It's terrible. It was as bad as it was before.
Yeah.
And the thing is just coordinating your chair. Once you learn how to coordinate a chair, then you can apply anything else with it.
What if they're uncoordinated before? Because I'm imagining I'm not coordinated at all. I don't know if I was coordinated or not coordinated, whether standing or not. I just am not a sports person. Yeah. Do you find people sometimes like discovering their wonderful athletic ability after they get put into a program like this so that they have to remain physically active?
Yeah, we had one man come out and he was actually elderly. He was like 62 years old, never played a sport. And he's playing now and... But his the way that he's picked up playing, we were like, oh, this is going to be a long road.
You're like, oh, boy. Oh,
yeah.
John, tell him about all the sports that are played in wheelchairs.
Okay. Well, sports that I participated in, I was a push swimmer, meaning of doing marathons. I'm a hand cyclist. I currently do marathons on a hand cycle. There's basketball. There's ping pong, table tennis. And one of the girls that came out with us just last week, she's a former 12-time Olympian from table tennis. So she just brought – that's what Mindy came up with. She just brought table tennis onto the gym floor.
Mm-hmm. Sled hockey.
Sled hockey I participated in.
Sled hockey.
Sled hockey.
Yep.
Describe. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's like a little bucket. It's the same – I also ski. So it's like the same ski bucket that I sit in, mm-hmm. but it has two little rails on the bottom. And you have your hockey stick shortened. So you move the stick between yourself and on the bottom. You have a little ice – cleats, which are able to propel you.
And yes, they do check each other.
Like, oh. Yeah, right.
Oh, really? You get into the hockey fights?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at him.
We're not telling you what team we're on, so yes.
Well, we would never be aggressive like that. Oh, no, no, no. Chris, I wanted to get the veteran angle in here. So now you had worked with Mindy, and then the idea came about to get veterans involved as well. So how did that come up?
Sure. Well, it was a natural, being a disabled veteran, but not in a wheelchair. For me, in order to keep my therapy going, I must exercise. It's part of to keep me out of my disability to make it any worse or less. And it was just natural to talk to Mindy and take in some of the things I do with veterans and put them together with the wheelchair and the guys that play here. And we have what's called an up-down play, which is that you have one person that's out of a wheelchair and one person in a wheelchair, and it's an absolutely competitive game.
I would think that would be an easier way to cover a tennis court, too.
Yes.
Because that's a lot of space to handle.
Yes. The pickleball court is 44 feet by 17, I think, and it's smaller, and it's easier to move around, and it makes it competitive as the wheelchair person and the person that can play without a wheelchair makes a very competitive sport, and Mindy is trying to – we're going to push that into maybe the pickleball U.S. Open and other areas to put that kind of sport and together to put the sport together.
Yeah. We have a call coming in right now from Caroline in Naples. Caroline has a question. What would you like to ask?
I was just wondering if my wheelchair husband was interested to get involved in this, what would he do?
Okay. We have a link on our website, wgcunews.org, to the YMCA's website. But tell me how the program works if somebody does want to get involved.
They can just contact me. The information is on the website. And I would invite them down, and you can participate or just watch for the first day, and we would take it from there.
So do people have to be members of the Y to get involved in this particular program?
They do not.
Okay.
They do
and
not.
And then the program, is it set up on like a weekly thing where you have a couple hours a week, or how is that? Is there like a structured program?
The structure of the program is going to be 2 hours a week for wheelchair tennis, wheelchair pickleball, and wheelchair wiffle ball. We have an ability field at the YMCA, and basically it's like AstroTurf, but it can handle the weight of many wheelchairs. So we're starting with tennis and pickleball, and as the program develops and grows, we will then incorporate the wiffle ball. So right now, we are welcoming all members and players to come down and check it out and, you know, get the word out.
Yeah.
We want you.
Yeah, I would urge you to have your husband come down. We can also facilitate him with a chair that's a safe chair to play in. But once again, he's got to come down. He's got to try it out and see if he'd like it or not.
So it's a different kind of chair that you're using to play?
Yes.
What's the difference?
You're strapped in. The wheels are on an angle. There's a bar in the back. It's all safety factors. So you can turn swifter. You can move faster, but you will not fall over.
Oh, the bar in the back in case you pop a wheelie?
Right, so that you don't pop a wheelie.
Okay.
And the important thing is that whatever the disability is, as long as it's not the same as an able-bodied person, even to losing a toe, having a severely broken bone with something in it, you can still participate in wheelchair sports.
I got in the chair and played.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
I liked it.
Were you still great? Were you still good at it?
How was I, Dan?
It was humble to see her trying and being on our side, and it's challenging. It is challenging.
Yeah.
So it was good.
You want to move right, so you think you have to turn the wheels right, and you end up going left.
You just kind of have to retrain your reflexes,
I
would imagine.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah. It's frustrating because you want to really rip the
for
ball.
For us, it's like second nature moving the chair around. But once you get a person to try, then things change.
I think there would also be the difference too, because you in everyday life you're always
there. We don't think about it.
That's just how you get around all the time. But to suddenly sit down in a chair and try to do it when you're not used to even moving in that way, I think it would be super challenging. We are talking about a new program at the Naples YMCA that's pairing local vets with wheelchair-bound athletes to master a trifecta of sports. Do you have a question or a comment about that? You can give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK, or you can find us on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we are at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, John, you're Dan's hitting partner, correct?
Yes.
And that means, like, you basically are training him all the time.
Yes.
Do you think he'll get the gold?
I think he's come a very, very long way. We practice a lot, so it's not like he's attending a clinic once a week. We practice 4 or 5 days a week, and he has natural born ability. So I think he's going to surprise a lot of people in the tournament coming up on the 1st.
It's coming up on
We have one from the 1st to April 1st and 2nd, and then the following weekend we're over in Boca Raton, Florida, and they're both wheelchair. And that's the 9th through the 7th through the 9th.
So how do Paralympics work? I mean, do you have to go to these individual competitions? Do they have their competitions scattered about?
Yes. Yeah, they're all over the country.
Do they culminate
they're
in one big one?
International. People come from all over to come to the States to play, and we, you know, travel out also. Usually have sponsors that'll, you know, help you along with the finances to get you places. And it's a ranking. You play enough tournaments, you get well enough, and then you get promoted along.
Oh, so you kind of work your way up.
Just like any other sport. Yes, and that's what Dan's goal is.
And you're just getting started on the 1st of April?
Yeah, I've just been doing it for like 5-6 months.
Oh, okay, so you've been in training. Now you're doing some competition coming up.
Dan did well last year. He played Boca last year.
You did.
Yeah,
he did
very well. Yes. My first tournament within 3 months of trying the wheelchair tennis, and I got the semifinals.
So you work your way up gradually. And then does it culminate in a big national or international competition?
Yes, they all have like more than 160 international events side by side with able-bodied tennis players.
Do you have a timeline set up for when you plan to hoist the gold medal?
You probably need at least 5-6 years to get in the ranking place with the top players.
What do you think? John, do you think it's going to be 5 or 6?
Yeah, I think 5 or 6 years to be an open player, to be a well-rounded open player.
Yeah.
And
so
you can be scouted.
Mindy, you mentioned to me on the phone before the show the impact that staying active can have on the mind of some of these guys, not just the physical wellness. But there was one guy that you mentioned who came down with an illness that put him in a wheelchair within a year. What happened with that man?
That gentleman was a standing pickleball player 1 year ago. And competed in the U.S. Open in East Naples. And he actually won at the 4-0 level, standing. And his deterioration progressed so rapidly that he is now in a wheelchair full-time. His wife called me and, you know, asked if he could come down and try out wheelchair pickleball. So we had a chair for him. He came, he tried it, and I mean, his whole face lit up and his competitive juices were just oozing out of him. And now he comes weekly and he's an athlete again. So, you know, I can't imagine, you know, what it would feel like to have to shut down that competitive nature and be shut out from the camaraderie of team sport and pickleball, a little bit more so than tennis, is really a pro-social sport.
Yeah, you mentioned pro-social. What is that?
It's an environment. Chris likes to talk about pro-social.
Yeah, Chris, tell me about pro-social.
Sure. It's simply, in the World Happiness Report, they put a lot of emphasis on pro-social, which pro means movement and social means with people. So the idea is the more you move, and this is the more your life lives, and the longer you live, and especially when you interact with people. Pickleball has this great interaction of everybody could have fun. It's an even out game where you could learn easily. So that's where the word pro-social comes in.
Maybe that's why it's so popular, because it doesn't seem like it's maybe not as fiercely competitive as sled hockey, for example, when you're checking your opponent.
Yes, you're absolutely
John
right.
Over here.
Yeah. You know, Julie, it's competitive, but it's very inclusive. Hey, you want to come and join us? Hey, you want to play? It's not as pure as tennis. It's
maybe not
as
many rules.
Oh, there's a lot of rules.
There's a lot of rules.
Well, within twenty minutes, you get a class and instructions, and within 20 minutes, everybody's playing.
I'm gonna have to check this out.
You have to come down.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find out more about that. So, Chris, I wanted to talk a little bit about the psychological impact on veterans getting involved with this sports program and with other people that are in wheelchairs. How does it impact a veteran?
Well, I think what we want to do is the more you move and the more that veterans use alternative ideas to help themselves through the impact of coming home, especially the younger veterans – and using pro-social activities that make sense for them, the better you feel. So then what can happen is maybe you could do less with the therapy and more with ideas that help you exercise and make you feel better. I do programs with the vets in East Naples Park just on that particular idea of bringing out their feelings more in a social atmosphere, which is called pro-social, and more with an activity atmosphere that makes them feel much better. Instead of moving towards therapies that might use medications, we want to get them off that type of medications, place them in an exercise and therapy program.
Well, there's been a lot of science backing up sports as therapy and sports as, you know, helping in psychological situations, especially with veterans who are generally physically active people to begin with, because you can't be a couch potato when you're going off to war. What kind of veterans are you working with? Did you mention younger veterans? Are you mainly working with younger people, or is that who's showing up?
Well, it's a combination. The veterans that come all want to learn the sport because it is a new sport, and they want to put something more into it. I feel the new therapy is a pro-social behavior, and that should be instituted in many areas. I would like an institute in the Veterans Administration where there's more the fact that they emphasize what could be done for veterans in a atmosphere of activity and exercise.
And do you find that they're linking up with somebody who are partnering with a sitting, standing partnership in an athletic situation? Do you think that has an additional impact?
I think it's great. You could ask Dan. When I play with him, I use the word no mercy. And we play some real competitive things out there. So I think it's great.
Dan, how do you like working with veterans?
No, it's great because they're coming from war. They're coming home, and they need a warm welcome and something to keep moving and waste all that adrenaline that you wake up in the morning and you don't know what to do with it. And the sport is a great way, it's a great, you know, way to bring that up.
And I've talked with a number of veterans groups who have indicated that that is definitely useful.
Yeah. The days that we don't get to play because the weather is bad, we feel anxious and we need to do something. And sports is the door to get out and do it.
Yeah. I wish you the best of luck on the Paralympics. I'm going to be watching. I don't know how I'm going to find out, but I'm going to have to keep updates on Facebook and find out what's going on. So, Mindy, tell me how the program is now. It's just kind of getting off the ground, correct?
Yes.
How many people do you have involved so far that are people that are wheelchair users, and then how many veterans are getting involved so far?
I'd say we have about 7 wheelchair athletes right now. And probably about 5 or so veterans. And what's nice is that the veterans, not only can they participate, but they can also give back and be helping out the wheelchair athletes as well. So it's a two-way street.
It's kind of like a purpose.
Yes. Feeling. So it gives them a really good feeling of, you know, giving back as well as receiving.
And then eventually you're hoping to go into some competition, regional and state competitions?
Yes, we're already competing. We have local and regional area competition. Like John was saying, that we went to Boca, and there's a few more tennis tournaments coming up. And we've already been asked to do like a little club-to-club, maybe like a little exhibition in the U.S. Open tournament that's coming up for pickleball in April, is it? It's spreading, but we need help. We need help.
What kind of help do you need? Do you need volunteers?
We need volunteers. We need financial help. We need sponsorship in kind and financial donations. The wheelchairs are expensive.
So if somebody wants to get involved and they're in a wheelchair but they don't have a sports wheelchair, you have them for them. That's what you're helping to supply.
Correct.
Okay. But people can get them on their own though too, right?
Sure.
How much does one of those run?
Johnny?
About $3,500.
Wow. That's not cheap.
It's not a cheap chair.
Wow. Right. That's pretty expensive. So I can see where the financial need would be there for
this.
Right
now we have one extra. And it's limited to one player, one at a time. So,
yeah. So, I mean,
can you speak a little bit, Dan, about the DME shop?
Yes. The DME shop is a mobility store that supplies wheelchairs for disabled patients. And he was the one that donated my chair.
Okay.
He was also the one who provided my regular day chair 2 years ago when I needed one. And then 2 years later, we met again at the tennis court. He plays tennis, and I was playing tennis in my day chair. And he offered to help me with a donation of a wheelchair.
Yeah. And so we're looking for those kinds of donations and volunteerism.
That was very great for him to do that.
Well, we are going to have to leave it there for today. So if anybody needs any additional information about this program, if they would like to volunteer or help out in any other way or get involved themselves, you could check our website at wgcunews.org, which will have links to the YMCA's page regarding this new
ASP.
ASP.
Adaptive Sports Program.
Adaptive Sports Program. I want to thank Mindy Rashbaum with the YMCA of Naples Adaptive Sports Program for wheelchair athletes. I really appreciate your being here. Dan Solar, thanks for coming in and best wishes on getting that gold medal. John Carter, it was great to meet you. And Chris Uzi, thanks for being part of the show and bringing in the veterans' perspective today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Our show today was produced by Matthew Smith and directed by Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.